This is KGOU. I'm Brian Hardzinski. The eastern red cedar tree causes allergies, crowds out other species, guzzles water, and fuels Oklahoma's most devastating wildfires, including one near Guthrie last week. And lengthy drought has intensified the problem. But as State Impact's Logan Layden reports, eliminating the tree is complicated by the passive attitude of many landowners and a state forestry service with little authority.
A county worker is using a modified bobcat to violently shred every red cedar on Larry Huff's property in eastern Oklahoma County. The driver, Billy Hayes, looks satisfied as he lowers himself from the cab.
This is the man, the only man right here running.
He likes being the one-man defense force against the spread of red cedar in his county.
And I just do it one tree at a time. Yeah, I told him I could spot an eastern red cedar a mile away.
Red cedars used to be kept in check by natural fires and Native Americans doing controlled burns across large swaths of land. But things have changed since statehood. Kurt Atkinson with Oklahoma Forestry Services.
With settlements, people started building homes and improvements to the landscape, and fire control was one of the first things that they tried to get a handle on, is suppressing more and more fires.
Our focus on preventing fires helped spread the very trees that pose such a high fire risk today. And Atkinson says drought makes red cedars even more dangerous.
Those trees are going to burn much more readily and hotter than they would under normal conditions. And that's typically where you see the embers carried much farther when the fuel is very dry and the wind is high.
The latest data from the Noble Foundation showed the number of acres covered by red cedar increased more than five times between 1950 and 2002. The remedy seems simple. Do what we used to do, more controlled burns or cut the trees down.
Prescribed burning is no longer a viable option.
Oklahoma isn't a vast open prairie anymore. Homes, businesses, and croplands prevent large-scale burns, and there are burn bans in effect. So how about cutting red cedars down? Atkinson says some property owners just don't care.
So they'll build a home or put in a house trailer in an area that may be infested with cedar.
But cutting down red cedars is also expensive, and the state won't do it for you. There are cost-sharing programs to help landowners remove trees, and the State Forestry Service maintains a database that connects landowners with people who want red cedar, furniture makers, home and garden suppliers, the lumber industry. But that's not enough help for people like eastern Oklahoma County's Larry Huff.
We've lived in constant fear of a fire breaking out. These firestorms, you know, we were seeing, and we've even been able to step out on our back porch and see the flames.
It's been a real parasite on our land. It's not just the fire hazard that we've seen this last week. On a daily basis, they are out there sucking down the water table.
Oklahoma County Commissioner Brian Mon says the county is footing the bill for Huff's red cedar removal through a community service program Mon started a few years ago. But finding enough money to meet demand in the long term is a challenge. He says a bill that would have let counties use state bridge and road money for projects like his red cedar eradication program was vetoed last month by Governor Mary Fallon. And since the fires near Guthrie last week,
we are taking literally hundreds of requests a day. That's going to create quite a little backlog, and we're going to have to chisel through this list, but we will eventually get to them.
In the meantime, fire season is just getting started. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.
State Impact is a collaboration of Oklahoma's public media stations. There's a link to the reporting project on our website, kgou.org.